Do anything fun this weekend?
Not really.
Not really?
Why not?
Not long enough.
You'll be back at work on Monday morning.
I have to be back at work on Monday.
Come back fresh on Monday.
No, I'm sorry. Monday's not going to work. It'll have to be Tuesday.
Nope, not today.
Today, yes.
So get back to work, everybody!
Back to work! Back to work, everybody!
Just keep your nose to the grindstone.
Let's get this show on the road.
Hey, chin up.
It's showtime, baby.
Yeah, it is. Monday morning, September 20th. Good morning. I'm John. Morning, Chantel.
Morning.
You said to me as I walked through the door, fall outfits.
Fall outfits. I'm wearing a sweater. John's got a beautiful caramel-colored sweat.
Can I tell you?
Sweatshirt on.
Found this at Target. Had to have it.
Wait, is it in the front section that they've been doing those sweat sets in the front
section? No.
Where'd you find yours?
In the
men's section?
Men's section.
Yeah, it looks comfy.
It's so soft.
I'm going to go get one. Oh. Is it okay if we have matching sweatshirts this year?
I'll tell you that I want to text Jen and be like, go back to Target. I want one in every color.
Yeah.
Like, that's how comfortable this sweatshirt is.
So comfy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the inside of it looks like a Minky Couture blanket.
Yes, exactly. So today is, it's not the first day of fall. Wednesday is the first day of fall, but temps definitely give you that fall feel. High in the mid-60s.
That windstorm yesterday?
Ugh, I know.
That blew in this weather?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. I was out at a Longhorn field hanging out with the boys.
That's, of course, who else wouldn't do that on a Sunday?
Okay.
You sound like a crazy person.
I know. I was hanging out with Longhorns. Mm-hmm. We were snuggling them. And then this windstorm just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I know. It's absolutely insane.
Nice.
Speaking of crazy, I tried something new this weekend.
What?
Trying to get my stress under control.
Right.
You know what that's like.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I've read like there's different breathing techniques you can do to help you out. So I tried fire breathing.
What's fire breathing?
Pretty much, I swear it's like a breathing to make you pass out. And then it's like, oh, there you go. You won't be stressed. You'll be passed out. It's where you like a... You do like this kind of a breathing.
Uh-huh.
I did some tutorials through YouTube, which is always the best place to go.
Yeah, I learn everything from YouTube.
No, it just made me super dizzy.
Huh.
It was not a... I did one and I'm like, all right, you know what? I should probably read more about this before I continue on with what's happening.
You need to be more educated.
Yeah, I really, I did not do the research that one should do coming to something like this. Yeah. Should we do a quote to kick off the day?
Do it.
You only have the burdens on you that you choose to put there. Brandon Lee.
That's literally my life right now. It's like there's all these burdens that I was carrying a lot.
Yep.
For a while. And then I was like, wait. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I need to let this go.
I get it. I was talking to myself this morning about that. I'm like, hey, man, you need to let go of the whole flood thing.
Nah.
You need to just move on. You need to just relax about it.
Well, I haven't let go of the whole divorce thing, so I think we can still just...
I think it's easier said than done.
Keep festering.
To me, these are one of those quotes. It's such a great idea. You only have the burdens on you that you choose to put there. It's like, but man,
in theory,
it sounds great.
That does sound great.
That I could be like, bloop. But I'm over here trying fire breathing.
just trying to survive.
Exactly.
Did you have cleaning day over the weekend? Oh, wait.
Wow. You got to be mean like that, huh?
I'm just kidding.
We did not have cleaning day. No.
Okay. Well, my cleaning day is traditionally like Monday.
Okay.
So it's today, and let me tell you, we need a good old cleaning day.
You did not do it over the weekend.
Well, no, because I was having fun.
Sure.
That's the thing. Over the weekend, I could clean.
Yeah. That's what most people do.
I could go have fun with my children.
Right.
And that's what I'd rather do.
All right.
And then I'll clean during bedtime and nap time today.
Got it.
Anyway, what would you say is the filthiest, the dirtiest spot in your bathroom?
Toilet.
Right? That's what you'd think. It's not. Do you have a second guess?
Cell phone. Is that what they always say? Cell phone's dirtier than the toilet?
The cell phone is the dirty. Yeah, because you're...
Shower?
Nope.
The soap dish.
No.
The floor?
No. Dirtier than the floor.
Ew. My trash can?
Dirtier than your trash can.
I'm out of the mirror?
Dirtier than your mirror.
What else is left? Oh, I know. The handles on the sink.
Oh, so the sink area?
Yeah, like the handles.
The
like
faucet?
The faucet.
Dirtier than that.
Okay, then I don't know.
It's the towel rack. What?
No.
That's what I'm saying. The towel rack. When's the last time you cleaned your towel rack?
Never.
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 Ever.
But just the towel goes there.
Yeah. But here's the deal. What do you put on a towel rack?
Dirty towel.
A damp towel.
Yeah.
A dirty towel.
Yeah.
Which is the ideal breeding ground for microorganisms and bacteria. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever wiped down the towel rack.
The towel racks, like, attract dust, grime, mold, mildew, and then we never clean them, which can lead to, like, irritating your skin and illness
right.
on your towel, which you then rub on your face.
Yeah, it's like when you have that smelly towel and you're still using it.
Uh-huh.
Think of the towel rack and what it's seen.
Oh, man, it's seen a
it's
lot.
It's seen a lot.
The story
yeah.
the towel rack could tell.
Oh.
I know. I'm as shook as you are right now.
What about a towel hook?
See, now the towel hook has got to be the same story, but you're only using that towel for your hands, right?
No, I'm saying like we have,
oh,
we don't use a
hook.
Towel rack.
Same,
we
I'm the same. The I hook. Use the hooks.
No, you're talking a smaller area.
Smaller
that's,
surface area.
Right.
We're probably okay.
It's a little cleaner than
a
the rack.
A little cleaner, but I'd still say we need a Lysol wipe that sucker down.
I know.
Because here's the deal. Bacteria just takes one spot and
yeah.
then it spreads and grows and that whole towel is infested.
You know, I had like a system at my old house for like shaving down on Sundays.
Yeah.
To get the beard ready and the bald head, right?
Yeah.
Well, now that we're at my in-laws, I don't have a system and I had to do it at the sink.
Oh, that's a mess.
And I thought I got all the tiny hairs.
You didn't.
No. And then like this morning I woke up and I looked around and I was like, did they kill a Sasquatch in here? Like, how did hair get up on the ceiling?
Oh, no. Why don't you just shave in the shower?
That's what I did in my old place, but I didn't have a extension cord, and it did not reach the shower. So I was over at the...
Oh,
I
you
know.
Don't have one of the...
I have a whole system. I have two. It's a lot.
But you don't have the one you can do in the shower?
No.
Like battery?
I have one for battery. That's my face one. Then the one that goes on my head is a different one. You got to plug it in. I use two different...
You know what? I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Hey. All right.
I'll get you the like.
Well, then this break was worth it.
Yeah. It was.
I don't know. This could be the craziest class action lawsuit of all time. Because really the only people who don't qualify, I guess, would be vegetarians, maybe. Hmm. If you bought chicken at any point in the past 12 years, you might be entitled to money.
Oh, wow.
Someone realized, I mean, and this is important that they figured this out, that the big chicken companies.
Okay, like,
yeah, like
Tyson.
Exactly. Conspired to limit supplies to keep the price of chicken going up. Very shady, right? So the companies actually have to pay out $181 million. A lot of money. And to qualify, you just need to have bought chicken in one of 23 states, Utah's one of them, between 2009 and December of last year. I guess this is my point. Who didn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you didn't even have to live in the state. All you had to do was buy chicken there or even claim that you did buy chicken there.
You have to show proof of receipt?
No.
Proof of purchase?
No, not that I saw. You could go to overchargedforchicken.com.
You're kidding.
Do you know how class action lawsuits work? So.
No.
Okay, so they get together and they sue a company, right? On behalf of a lot of people.
Okay.
You and I, right? And then the company decides to pay out. And then at that point, you just have to submit for your piece of the pie.
Oh, I'm
so
gonna
that's
submit.
How it works.
Do you think I'll get like 10 cents?
You could get some money. Yeah, so that's what I want to hear from you. Have you ever submitted for a class action lawsuit? I did it once.
And?
There was like a data breach. I don't remember, for one of like Experian or Credit Karma, something. And they ended up having a class action. So anyone who use their services, I think I got free credit monitoring.
Huh.
Like that was what the breach ended up giving you. My mom's done it 3 times.
Really?
And she gets like checks from it. Yeah.
That
and
is...
not like $5 ones, like legit checks.
Really?
And I guess like it just depends on the class action lawsuit. Sometimes you have to show more proof than other times. Like this chicken one, overchargedforchicken.com. Let me go to it here and see if
that's
I can.
That's what I'm doing right now.
$181 million. I mean, it's a very nice website.
Let's see.
File your claim right here. Email, address, and name. Seems like that's all you need.
Man.
It's pretty easy to be a part of it. We should do it. See what kind of money we make. Because here's the thing, what if no one else does it?
Well, you just told everyone.
That's true. Let's get Utah get all the money.
Yeah.
Because most people will be like, well, everyone bought chicken. I don't want to be a part of that. Think of how tiny your slice of the pie will be.
But it's just funny.
And what if no one else does it? Because they get talked out.
It's like the lottery. It's like gambling right now. For free.
Okay. I want to hear from you. Have you ever submitted for a class action lawsuit? Love to hear the story. You could call us at 844-649-1051. Hi, Max.
Hey, I have filed for those lawsuits out of 5 times. I've gotten money 3 of the times. And the most I ever got was $549.
Whoa.
That's like legit.
I know. I was excited. It was for T-Mobile, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Is it one of those things where you got the email and then you clicked on the link and you filled out some like web page and it was that simple, or was it more for the $500
exactly.
claim? Yeah.
No, it was very simple. I didn't have to prove anything. Well, they already knew because they contacted me. So they already knew that I qualified. And so, because I got an email from them that says, you know, there's been a data breach or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, or we overcharged is what it was. So they sent that to me and I just filled out the paperwork and it took about a year and I was shocked. And when the check came, I didn't even open the mail for like a month. And because I had no clue what it was, I thought it was just junk mail.
Yeah.
I almost threw it in the garbage.
You know, it's crazy though, because I mean, think about it. You didn't do much and you got $500 from it.
I know it. I was so excited.
But now you're saying.
So cool.
And I just got that probably about a year ago. So I was happy as can be.
So the other 4, they didn't pay off as big though, right?
No, one was $1 for. 2 of them I didn't get anything from. And one of them was like $23.
You know what? You've made me inspired after that $500 story. I'm going to start filling out these things.
Yeah, you should. It's money.
Yeah,
it's
you're right
money.
About that. Oh, I love it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, I did it. I went to overchargeforchicken.com.
And?
It took, what, 2 seconds? All they wanted, my name, email, phone number, and then they asked if I bought chicken or not. I clicked yes.
Uh-huh.
And then they asked how many packages in a month would I buy. I said 2. And they asked, like, how much do I think I would spend? And that was it. So if you missed it, there's, like, this class action lawsuit going on against Big Chicken. And I think what's crazy about it to me, I'm all for it, is just the fact that pretty much everyone can qualify for it. Because if you bought chicken between 2009 and December of last year, you qualify.
This is a nice website.
Yeah, it's very easy. So I just did it for the first time after we took that call. And I wanted to know, like, have you done one of these for a class action lawsuit? 844-649-1051. This says, I once got a $5,000 check after filling a class action settlement. The letter said it would be about $50, but the check came for a lot more.
That is so crazy.
What if this chicken one really pays out?
Man, I hope so. I really need some cash.
I'm a lawyer. The times that someone gets a big check, which is rare, is when there's a fixed settlement pool gets divided by anybody who submits a claim. Okay, it's like I was saying. It depends on how many slices you get of the pie, right?
So a fixed settlement claim, wouldn't that be like, say it's $5 million, but no matter what, everybody will get $100 and they do that till the pot runs out?
No, I think it's the other way. It's like there's $500 million or whatever, and then they just divide it by as many people who submit.
Got it.
So that's the difference. The claim rate's very low. In fact, it's only about 8%. I'm going to start doing these.
What the heck?
I've gotten a few, this is another text. I've gotten a few smaller checks in the $10 range, but I just recently got one for $48, even though I only claimed around $10 in purchases. I did one with Bank of America. I got a $200 check. Once I got one for $32 for some protein powder I used to buy. Filled out 10 minutes of paperwork for a $3 check. It wasn't worth it. That was my fear. Mm-hmm. But if it's like this overcharge for chicken, did you finish it?
Yeah, I'm finishing it.
You're finishing it right. It didn't take long.
No, it doesn't at all.
We'll follow up. We'll tell you if we get any money back from this class action lawsuit. Hi, Max.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I joined a class action lawsuit.
So I've been telling the news story about how there's this huge chicken class action lawsuit. If you bought chicken between 2009 and December of last year, you could be a part of it. It's called overchargeforchicken.com. Chantel and I just submitted for it. Tell us about yours.
Yeah, so it was for my car. It's a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. A year after I got it, they called me in. They're like, hey, you need to do this update. it's for safety and emissions reasons, blah, blah, blah. So I did it. Needless to say, over the last 4 years, my car has been in the shop 37 times.
Oh.
And they have spent thousands upon thousands of dollars fixing my car rather than just taking the car, buying me out of it. 2 days ago, Friday, I just got my car back from them putting a brand new engine in it at 105,000 miles.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So the class action lawsuit, they gave me a whopping $3,075.
After all of that. I know, it's like, on one hand, for like the chicken one, I want a $3,000 paycheck. But for like dealing with car issues, $3,000's not enough. It's all relative.
Exactly.
Oh,
well, I will admit that, yeah, I put more miles on their loaner car than I did put on mine.
Well, there you go. Yeah, take it to the man.
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, so fall starts on what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
And the thing we are Googling the most right now is pumpkin questions.
Are we getting ready, like doing our pumpkin prep?
Yeah, I mean, I know that tomorrow and Wednesday, Corn Bellies is doing their season pass sneak peek days.
Oh, okay.
And I have season pass.
Okay.
And I'm so excited because it's like the fall festivities kick off this week.
So, are you a person who likes a flawed pumpkin because it has personality, or do you want that perfect pumpkin?
Want a perfect pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also just get too many pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
Like, it is out of control the amount of pumpkins that I have to purchase one at anywhere I go.
Yeah.
And just add it to my collection.
There's been years where I've had to have pumpkin interventions with Jen.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, okay.
Well, my favorite is when, like, the white pumpkins and the green pumpkins and like the flat pumpkins all came out,
yeah,
like as cool. Because I remember growing up, it was just orange. You go to the store, there was orange pumpkins.
Oh, no. And if you go to, what is it? I'm going to ruin the name. Kilowani Farms. They have the pumpkin wall.
Yes, that's the place that did it for me.
And they have like the white, they have that whole thing of white pumpkins. And yeah,
it's amazing. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so excited about pumpkins. I'm so excited about fall activities. But these are the questions we are Googling right now. How can I make a pumpkin last longer outside?
Yes.
Well, put them in a dry, shady spot and don't carve them until Halloween.
Yeah, that's the thing about, we'll buy the pumpkins like now, but
uh-huh,
we don't carve them till the week of. Because once you carve them,
then they just
they're
rot.
Gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where can I get pumpkins near me? Because a lot of grocery stores have them, but they're not out yet.
Right.
But most like Lowe's and Home Depot, they have them as well.
Mm-hmm.
The pumpkin patches are going to be opening soon.
Yeah, give it another week. You'll find them.
I'm so excited. How long do uncut pumpkins last?
So on the vine? Is that the idea?
I think ones that you just haven't carved into.
Oh, I see. Okay.
2 to 3 months.
Really?
I'm going to say this and then I already answered my question by thinking about it. My pumpkins will like get, they'll like start to leak.
Oh, yeah.
But it's because if you don't get them inside or thrown away before that first freeze, which comes like a few days after Halloween, man, it's a mess.
It's the freeze that ruins it.
Yeah.
Until then, they're fine. They'll last
forever.
They're
totally fine. Yeah. They will last a long time. But man, if a freeze comes through, don't even try to carve that thing. It is disgusting. How long does a carved pumpkin last? This says only 5 to 10 days. I think it's like 2 or 3.
Yeah, especially maybe it's because it's here. Fall in Utah.
Yeah.
It sometimes will be 80 degrees during the day and then 20 at night.
Yep, and then your pumpkin just goes
wah
wah. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
I was going to say vegetable, but then isn't there a rule about the seeds?
Yeah.
Making it a fruit?
It's a fruit.
Is it really?
It's a fruit.
No.
It's a total vegetable, you guys.
I reject that.
Tomatoes and pumpkins are not fruit.
Put them in vegetables. Let's just forget about it and move on.
Yeah, like let's just not make this a thing. They're not sweet. They're not. I'm not gonna have a tomato flavored ice cream.
No.
I'm not gonna have a maybe I'll have a pumpkin flavored ice cream.
Oh,
is it pumpkin pie?
Costco has their pumpkin pies out in front right now.
Man.
Almost bought one yesterday.
They're huge.
$5.99.
Who needs that much pumpkin pie?
I need it.
Gross.
Oh, it looks so good. This text says you could use Vaseline on a cut pumpkin to preserve it longer.
Huh.
I don't know that. It is Manifest Monday for Monday. It's already been up on Instagram at Mix1051Utah. What is Manifest Monday, Chantel?
That is where you maybe have a goal or something you're aspiring to do, become, or let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And you just speak it into the universe. And we're going to make it happen for you.
Yeah, it started,
like Santa Claus.
We are not actually good at like the whole actual manifestation. No. So those who try to correct us each week with that, we appreciate it.
We get it.
Yeah. We know that. It's more like a goal setting thing for us.
Mm-hmm. So, and we like the alliteration.
There's two M's. Sounds good together. Mm-hmm. So what is your goal? You can text us or call us at 844-649-1051. Again, it's on Instagram as well. Go ahead and start us off, Chantel.
All right. So I did this last year, and I decided that I'm going to do it again. We, at Chantel Lauren, my bridal shop, last December, we did a event called basically Name Your Price Wedding Dress Sale. So essentially...
That seems scary.
It does seem scary, right? A lot of people, they're like, Chantel, like... That's really bad business. Like, have you ever ran a business before? And I'm like, no, because here's the deal. We have all been in a crazy funk, a crazy pandemic, down on our luck, the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you shouldn't get to have the wedding dress of your dreams.
Right.
For your pandemic wedding, for your wedding that's coming up. Maybe you lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you could have been able to afford a wedding dress, but now you can't. And so... I do this sale, once a year we do a sample sale. And so what we do is you buy the dress that's hanging in the store. Nothing's like made to order.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you take the dress home that day, the exact one you try on. And all the dresses are going to be marked down like 50 to 80% off.
Right.
But if you find like your dream dress and there's no way within your financial budget you can make it work, but it's like the dress... We want to make it happen for you. And so it's like, name your price. Like, is there something that's going to be more comfortable? Because the biggest thing with Chantel Lauren, even always, is I do not encourage girls to buy out of their budget ever.
Yeah.
So if a girl comes in my store and we're out of budget, I will always find her, like, a list of recommendations to get what she wants, but somewhere that's going to be more comfortable.
Smart.
And so with this sale, it's like, I want you to be able to support Chantel Lauren because you're a fan of my wedding dresses and
stuff.
But how can we make it happen given your financial situation during this pandemic?
So your goal is just to have a successful...
So my goal is to have a successful sale this Saturday.
Okay.
So if anybody listening or anybody who wants to come to my sale, you can book your appointment. You have to book an appointment because we need to know who's coming with the pandemic and stuff to like pop, you know, crowd control or whatever. But if you know anyone getting married, come to my sale on Saturday. You can book an appointment at ChantelLauren.com.
Cool.
So that's manifesting
like that.
a good and successful sale with lots of happy brides.
I don't know how to type.
What?
I never learned how to
type. You do two fingers.
You know I do the two fingers.
Yeah, duh.
I'm amazing at it.
You are.
I'm pretty good at it.
It's impressive how fast you can type.
I'm quite the hunt and pecker.
Yes.
But my kids are both in like, they're taking typing class.
Yeah.
In school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching them this weekend and I'm like, man. My 7 and 9-year-old can type better than me.
I mean, yeah, it was going to happen eventually.
So I'm going to learn how to type.
Are you going to do one of those typing things online?
I'm going to do those programs the kids use. Seems like they work well.
Yeah.
They love them. They're like video games.
Uh-huh.
And like, there's like a racing car one that Liam loves to play, and it's just typing.
Yep.
So I'm going to do it,
Ooh.
And I'm going to try to learn how
we
to type.
Do a type off. I'd beat you.
Well, yeah. You and I actually did one years ago.
Did we?
Yeah, you beat me by just a few seconds, and I was hunting pecking. So once I learn how to type...
Oh, yeah, you'll be...
I'm going to crush it.
Add that to the resume.
Mm-hmm. This is from our Instagram page. I'm going to pass the Layton Police Fitness Test and interview this week.
How cool.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
To do better or to be better than I was yesterday. I like that. That could be all of our goals, right?
Oh, my goodness. Right?
Manifesting that I will have a clean house.
Me too.
Okay, even though we manifest, you still got to do it.
Really?
It can't just be like, oh, I hope it's going
like
to be clean.
Like a snap of the fingers?
Yeah, you need a little more than that. Mm. What's your goal for today, for this week, for this month? It says that I will get my daughter's Halloween costume made this week.
Oh.
I have two more to make after this, and I'm way behind.
That is some like overachieving stuff. We're not even in October.
I know, but I was thinking this with the kids. I got to get to the spirit store soon.
Yeah, they sell out.
Yeah.
And you know, I usually make the Halloween costumes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy them this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you got to find that perfect amount where they're not going to change their mind on what they want to be.
Boone really wants to, I asked him,
yeah,
like, what do you want to be? He wants to be a bat. And I said, Batman? He goes, no, a bat.
Like an actual, the animal?
Yeah, like the bird.
Really?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh. Like, we could do like a bat, a vampire, and...
You still need a theme? You won't just let every kid be an individual?
Well, Coulter's not going to pick.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, Boone can be a bat.
You can be a zookeeper.
Oh, I could... No, I want to be a vampire.
Okay.
And then, like, I could be like Vampirina from Disney Plus.
And then what's Coulter going to be?
Coulter can be... what's another, like...
Something that fits that?
Something that fits that.
I don't know, if you're going Vampirina, maybe like a mummy?
Oh, yeah, he could be like a little mummy.
I want the kids to dress up as the Simpsons this year.
Yes.
But the kids are not into it.
No.
This text says, I will not let my ex-husband put me in a bad headspace this week.
Wait. Tell me up. We can work on this together. Just DM me.
To not have a mental breakdown this week.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. See, exercising more and getting back on that basketball grind. Okay.
Ooh.
I like that.
Cool.
That my husband and I will work through our struggles.
You know what? I think that's great.
I think the important thing is you're aware of it and you're trying to work through it.
Truly. Like, you're already halfway there.
Yeah.
Honestly. The hardest part is, like, accepting, like, oh, we probably need to work on something.
That I will get pregnant after a year of trying. There you go.
Yes.
Take the pressure off. No stress.
Shake
no
it
stress
out.
About it. Yeah, exactly. I will survive this work week. It's going to be a lot. So my
aren't
wife.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, exactly. So last week, Chantel decided to go and decorate her cubicle. You brought in all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like frame signs. You're like going for it.
It's like, yeah, well, it's like my office.
Yeah, you're going to spend time there. You might as well make it look
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, got to make it cute. And everybody kept asking. They were like, Chantel, are you ever going to move in?
Right.
Like, Chantel.
We want to make sure you're here.
Like, are you going to be here? And
right.
I'm like, yes, you guys, I'm going to be here. And they kept asking. I was like, all right, I'll bring some decorations.
So that's like the normal stuff you see, right? In a cubicle, people hang stuff on, maybe the sightings.
Yeah, like family picture.
Yeah.
A cup of pens.
Bring in like a potted fern.
Yeah.
That style of thing.
Something.
Chantel decides to bring in. What is it? Because I know it's like fake fur.
It's a cowhide rug.
A cowhide rug that is bigger than the cubicle itself. It leaks out into like the hall.
No, it doesn't.
Where you have to step over or trip over.
No, you don't.
The cowskin rug that she has in the cubicle.
It looks amazing.
So we have like a hideous gray carpet in this building.
Yeah, it's like the sticky floor tiles.
Yeah.
Like the tiles you stick on concrete floor.
So you see that everywhere except for this one cubicle where it's like brown and white swirls.
Cowhide.
With texture.
It's beautiful.
That spills out from it into the hall.
And I brought in my own leather.
It's a lot.
A leather chair.
Yes. It's a lot.
I didn't want the colored chairs we have here. That's not cute.
Did you want one that matched the cowhide rug you had to put in?
Yeah, you wait till the tapestry gets
don't
there.
Even how much more can you fit in there?
It
is a lot.
There's literally nothing in
you
there.
You know what, I'll get a photo up on our Instagram.
Okay,
I'll put it on our Insta story so you can see this huge cowhide rug that took over the whole.
I have the best looking cubicle in this entire
I will
office.
Say it's the most decorated.
It looks
I will
cute.
Give you that. Yeah.
All right, so the Emmys, they happened.
Woo!
And, you know, okay, so here's the thing with the Emmys, like the TV awards, right?
Yep.
I am just curious, looking at the winners, if your regular cable networks like ABC, NBC, all those
yeah.
are a little bit upset that literally every show that won is a streaming service.
You know, I've talked about before. Remember how it was like if you had a show... What would you give it to first?
Netflix.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd probably do a cable service.
Not a single winner is from a cable service.
Yeah, but when I talk to friends and I'm asking them what they're watching,
it's a Netflix show.
Yeah, it's Netflix or it's an HBO or it's Apple TV, like Ted Lasso's Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. So Ted Lasso, outstanding comedy series, Apple Plus.
Yeah.
And then drama, The Crown, which The Crown like swept the entire award show.
Crown's so good though.
I haven't watched it.
You got to start though from the first season. No. Each one's like a different decade, but to truly see how it progresses, you got to start at the beginning, but it's really good. This was the Princess Di season.
Yeah, so everyone's obsessed. Yeah. Yeah, so like The Crown took outstanding drama, lead actor, lead actress, supporting actor, supporting actress, like all of it. All of it.
I was going to watch the Emmys last night and decided not to because I'm like, I'll just watch the YouTube clips this morning. I used to love award shows.
Oh, yeah, we
but
love
I don't know.
Them.
There's something about
it's
it that
like
I was just...
It's not the same anymore.
No, and Cedric the Entertainer was the host, and I thought, wow, is that relevant in 2021?
No,
and
it's
then
not.
They did this... the opening was a tribute to Biz Markie, who passed away this year. And at one point, they had Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife. Uh-huh. She was rapping. It was very weird.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was strange.
So, Ted Lasso, you've watched the show.
Yes.
I clearly need to start watching this because... obviously, it won for the best comedy series.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jason
Sudeikis,
which I always say wrong.
Yep.
He won for like leading actor. And then also Brett Goldstein got supporting actor.
Oh, and he dropped a couple F-bombs on his speech.
He did not.
Yeah, so his character swears a lot. And so he decided to kind of do the same thing during his speech. And
oh,
so
they
like
hated
the first the first minute is just like a lot of bleeps.
Oh my gosh. I take it back. One show. One like cable network show got an award, and that would be NBC Saturday Night Live got the variety sketch series for, you know, outstanding.
You did it, NBC.
I mean, who's your competition?
They did a nice tribute to Norm Macdonald. I watched that this morning with John Oliver, who did it.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The Cats of Schitt's Creek was up there, and they did some funny shtick.
Yeah,
because
like Schitt's Creek wasn't even... Were they even nominated for stuff yet, or was that last year?
No, that was last year.
Yeah,
but they're still relevant. Still something fun to have.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. And outside of that, I'm trying to think if there was anything else from the Emmys last night. No, even the red carpet was kind of meh.
Eh.
After the Met Gala.
I know. How do you follow that?
You know, I was thinking about the celebrities... They had the VMAs, and then they had the Met, and then they had the Emmys all within a week.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
It sounds exhausting.
It does.
To put on, because they're not just going and throwing
what is
on
it? Hollywood Boulevard is tired.
Yeah, just always having to get made up every day. Like, nah. And if that's the hardest part of their life.
I know.
Well, it beats ours.
Darn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, over the weekend, I went on an adventure. I made it down to Kanab.
Yeah, I was looking at the photos on, we post every, you know, morning on Monday, four photos from the weekend, and you have all these photos from Kanab. They're cool.
Yeah, so we were in the studio on Friday, and I brought my kids up, and I was talking. I was like, yeah, I think we're just going to go drive. I don't know. Boone said he wants to go play and hike in the red dirt, so I think we're just going to head south and take the monster trucks and, like, the toy monster trucks.
Right.
And we're just going to go play in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... So I get down to Kanab. I have no plans. I did book a hotel, though. I was not going to try and camp with two kids by myself. And I start reading a blog. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to read this blog and we'll do some things, like kid-friendly things to do in
Kanab. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right?
That kind of blog.
And it's like, oh, you can do zip lines and you can do horseback riding. You can do, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm single mom with two children and we're not doing
any
of
that. Yeah, right. No.
There's got to be something else. Anyway. So I come up, there's this hike to what's the Peekaboo Slot Canyon.
Okay.
And the blog says that it's very kid friendly. It's a 1.5 mile round trip.
Now we're talking.
And I'm like, this is my jam. Free.
Mm-hmm.
And only 1.5 mile round trip.
Yeah.
We got this. That's like Donut Falls or less, you know?
Right.
Anyway, so load up the dudes. We pack a, I had like a cooler with drinks and waters and stuff. And then I loaded into my backpack and we got snacks and water and we are set.
Yeah.
And we start hiking, right? And you're going to a slot canyon. So you're actually like hiking down, you know?
into the
riverbed or whatever. Right. And okay.
Are you carrying Coulter?
I'm carrying Coulter.
Okay.
Well, it starts out everyone's walking.
Uh-huh.
Then we get to like the sand starts getting deeper and it's immediately like, oh my gosh, I gotta carry Coulter. Yeah. He's sinking. He's up to his kneecaps in sand. So I put Coulter on my shoulders and I've got a backpack on with all the stuff.
Like a pack mule.
Yes. Coulter's on my shoulders. And then Boone's walking. He's like, my shoes are full of sand. And I'm like, you're right. He's like, let me take my shoes off. So he takes his shoes off. I put the shoes in my backpack. And Boone's still walking, but he's loving it because he's got sand between his toes. And he's stoked.
Yep.
We're walking and walking. And then Boone starts getting tired. And I'm like, man, I swear we've walked a mile and a half. Like, it had been a long time. We'd probably been, like, with the two kids, we'd probably been, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, you'd
like
think you would have hit the turnaround point at this point.
I think I would have hit the slot canyons and been on my way back.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just like stop here. We found like a shaded area with a big tree. Let's play. So we're playing and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I don't know. Like either we're going the wrong way. Like I took the wrong trail or this is like very wrong and we just need to turn around because
Like,
we're in far enough that I could walk back and be okay. But like if we go a lot farther, I don't know where I'm going. I've never done this before.
You got the two kids with you. It'd be too much.
Yeah, and I was never scared by any means, but I was like just realistically thinking about my level. And right at that point, I was at like a level 6. Like not really stressed by any means
but
or
enough.
Tired, but I was like, if I'm at a 6 now, this needs to be the halfway point because I'm going to be too tired to get back up this hill. Anyway, so we're playing and everything's going great. And this like side-by-side rolls up. They're coming back up the trail. And they stopped. They're like, hey, you guys doing okay? Just checking. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, we're good.
You didn't ask, like, how much longer to the...
No, I oh, we're good. And they kind of start slowly pulling away. And I was like, actually, wait.
Okay, good.
Am I almost there? And the guy was like, no. Like, you're not even close. And he's like, are you hiking down? And I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, are you by yourself? And I was like, well, no, I got these two kids, this 1 and 3-year-old with me. So, no, I'm not alone. And they're like, no, you shouldn't keep going. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll just start walking back. And he's like, no. Wait here. I'll drop off. It was a full side-by-side, so 4 people.
Yeah.
I'll drop these 3 off, and we'll put you in the Razor, and I'll drive you down. You guys can see the slot canyons. I'll bring you back up.
This random stranger drove you all the way down to the canyons?
Yes, Dan from Lehigh Power.
Dan the man.
He loaded me and the kids up in the side-by-side, drove us down. It was like a 10-minute side-by-side drive.
Oh, you're so
lucky.
We would
have been walking forever.
Yes.
Anyway, drove me down, and we get down there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was like so nice of you to bring us down here. Like, I really appreciate it. I was like, but I'm going to ask us, I'm just going to say something silly. I don't know exactly how I'm going to get back up. Like, I appreciate you bringing me down. He was
I'm stuck.
I'm not going to leave you. He's like, I'll just wait here. He waited. And I was like, well, you can come with us. He's like, no, I've already hiked it. Like, I'm good. I'll just sit here and hang out.
So he just sat there.
Yes. And he was like, no, go enjoy your kids. He's like, do you want me to get some pictures for you guys? Or
that's the coolest guy ever. That's awesome.
Let us play around.
Yeah.
Drove us back up to the top. Then a rainstorm rolls in. And you know slot canyons and rainstorms.
Yep.
I could have, like, seriously been hurt. But Dan from Lehigh Power saves the freaking day. I got to see my first slot canyon.
Yeah.
And I got to...
That's cool.
I didn't have to
hike.
Glad
it worked out. Since it's Monday, if you had some Sunday scaries and you need some help as you go into work or school, we're going to help you out with good news.
Everyone, listen up.
Why are you yelling?
I've got some good news.
I've got some very good news.
Whoa, I definitely want to hear about that.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for.
My good news and your good news.
All right, so a group of Marines in their dress uniforms trudged through Florida floodwaters near the Pentagon last Thursday to help a stranded motorist. There was this torrential downpour that had flooded a number of roads in the area, and the Marines actually went out there and pushed out the car.
Wow.
In a video, this woman who's in the car said, you know, the Marines are going to help us? Like, how American is this?
Yeah, that's so cool.
And in the comments afterwards, she actually said she was an immigrant. And she goes, from the country that I'm from, we would have never seen something like this. God bless the USA. And aww. I'm like, ah, yeah, I thought that was so cool. A couple in Cincinnati, Ohio, named Karen and Tobias Thompson, adopted two sets of twins in one day.
Four babies.
In order to keep siblings together while, quote, spreading the love. So they're now parents of two 14-year-olds and two 9-year-olds.
Whoa.
That takes a special person.
I think it's so cool.
Important to keep the siblings together, but wow. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
That changes everything overnight.
Oh, yeah.
That is pure chaos.
Oh, yeah.
The two pairs are actually step-siblings, and Karen said we had an empty house, an empty nest, and now we ended up with four. So I think that's cute.
That's so fun.
And finally, Mumbai, India has the world's worst air pollution. So, you know, we have certain days sometimes where the air quality is bad.
Utah had the worst air in the world.
Yeah. So this is on a more regular basis.
Okay.
And a 23-year-old who grew up there has developed a way to capture the soot and all of the particles that are in the air.
Uh-huh.
He's able to grab them and actually turn these chemicals into tiles. So he's recycling the pollution in the air.
What?
For stuff that we can actually use and build with.
What?
I can't even comprehend.
Science!
This 23-year-old is way smarter than us.
Okay, when you were a kid,
yep.
What was your show?
Oh, man. Nickelodeon was big for me, so... All of those shows, I guess?
Wait, okay, let me like narrow this.
Okay, okay.
Educational show.
Oh. Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
That's the number one top educational show that kids watch.
Is it?
Yep.
My kids have never seen Sesame Street.
I didn't really watch it.
No? I wonder if it kind of died off after me.
My sister did, and she's closer to your
okay,
age.
Yeah.
And I think my brother did. But yeah. I was more like Reading Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Magic School Bus.
Yeah. Magic School Bus is great. The kids still watch Magic School Bus.
The new ones?
Yeah, I sit
down. Yeah, they're
great. It's like Mrs. Frizzle's sister who now
does
it.
Yeah, or like niece or something.
It's something, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we got a list of the top educational like kids shows.
Okay.
We got Sesame Street at number one.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, how did I forget about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
I know, so good.
Yeah.
So, so good.
Watch every one of those.
Reading Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
No, a lot of these, it's the theme song that gets me.
Is Beavis and Butthead on that list of the most
educated?
No, okay.
That educated you in different ways.
okay.
Schoolhouse Rock. I was in Schoolhouse Rock, the musical, when I was little.
Do you remember any of the music?
Yeah. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Hooking upward. No?
Nothing.
Me?
No.
Just me?
You. Yeah.
What?
I only know of Schoolhouse Rock from a pop culture.
Like, I'm just a Bill. Yeah, I'm only a Bill. No, just
nothing.
Me
yeah,
still?
Just you still.
Man, interesting. What about Zoom? Do you remember that theme song?
No.
It's like, come on in, Zoom. No, just me. Again. It was on PBS. I didn't have that station, so I had to go to my friend's house and watch it.
What was Zoom about?
They did like, the thing I could relate it the most to now would be Ryan's World or Ryan's House or whatever.
Oh, it's just a kid playing with toys?
Like science experiments. Like okay. The episode I watched of Ryan's World, he was doing like the volcano.
Yeah.
Making a mess. Doing stuff with the Gak.
Yeah.
You know? Arthur.
Arthur the Aardvark. I was a member of the Arthur the Aardvark.
Yes, you were.
Club.
Yeah, you were.
Sent $2.50 with a self-addressed stamped envelope.
And
I got a membership card.
Yeah, you did. That's awesome. The Electric Company?
Yeah, it's a little before us.
Okay, I never heard of that one. Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Bill Nye, the Science Guy. I loved that show. Like, they have to still watch that in school, right?
It's on Netflix, and we'll watch it with the kids.
Oh, man, it's so good. Mm-hmm. He was amazing.
He was great. The way he explained it.
Oh, so good. And anytime the teacher was like, we're going to watch Bill Nye, it was like, finally, I'll pay attention.
That's how the kids are in school with Reading Rainbow. They, like, watch that in class.
Oh, it's amazing. I loved watching Reading Rainbow in class. And then Captain Kangaroo, I've never heard of.
It was 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. No Barney, though?
Well, was he really... educational?
Well, he taught you about sharing and love and...
Did you ever watch Mr. Wizard? I think it was regional. I don't think Mr. Wizard was on coast to coast.
What about Happy Pappy? Because that was my favorite.
I don't know what that is.
It was like, taught you how to draw.
What about the guy who wore a skin-tight costume and you could see like all of his organs? He was called Mr. Body, but it was too tight. Like, it was... inappropriate how tight the costume was in certain areas.
No, I did not watch Mr. Body.
You didn't watch Mr. Body, huh?
No. No.
I feel like I need to call my therapist.
You do, Mr. Body.
I was traumatized.
Yes, you were.
Everywhere I went this weekend, everyone was talking about the same thing. The Gabby Petito timeline. If you don't know what's going on, Gabby Petito and her fiance, they went on this road trip. They planned to go from the West Coast to the East Coast, visiting all these national parks.
Yes.
And in fact, in August, they were in Moab. And in Moab, Gabby and her fiance had a police encounter. There was some kind of altercation between the two of them. And they actually asked the two of them to kind of split for the night and like take a breath. Uh-huh. And then figure things out in the morning. So that's what they did, okay?
Yep.
And then you move forward. Gabby is on Instagram sharing stories of her
adventures
travels.
And
you
stuff.
Said you've gone back and you've seen like her timeline.
Well,
because
I was like, I got to look up this girl. And I looked her and him up.
Yeah, okay. So you've seen everything that they've posted. So then you know like the last week of August, they did their last post at the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And that was the last time she talked to her family and anyone had heard from her. So I'm just trying to catch you up if you have not heard of this story, which I'd be shocked about.
Honestly, like, unless really. You live under a rock.
Yeah. So she FaceTimed with her family. There was text with her and her family. And then on August 27th, that was that. And I'm sorry, on August 30th, that was that. And then the fiance returned back in September to Florida without Gabby. And it's been like, I don't know where she went. And that's kind of been his whole standpoint. Oh, she left.
What?
And there's been no explanation, and he stopped talking to the police. He has not been he's not been cooperating, and neither has his family. His family's really been hiding him and shielding him up until the last few days when they said, "Oh yeah, he's not even here," which that's what authorities thought.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. We don't know where he is. And there's a lot of rumor, and I want to say allegedly, so we don't get sued, that they helped him somehow escape and get out there.
Oh, my gosh.
And then late last night, we did get the word that a body was found in the Grand Teton National Forest, and it does look like it's Gabby Petito.
Yeah.
They can't 100% confirm because they have to use full forensic identification, but from everything I'm reading, it's her. Which it was sad. You know, I was talking to Jen's mom on Friday about this, and she's like, you know what's terrible about this? We already know how it's going to end. And this was before we even found Gabby. But you get so invested in still the story of, like, what happened.
I mean, you always hope. I mean, there's always a chance, like the Elizabeth Smart story.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
She is a miracle.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and then I was reading this morning that police are calling off their search for that boyfriend fiance.
What?
They spent all weekend looking through this muddy 24,000 acre nature reserve. And they said we've exhausted all avenues. I don't know why. I'll be honest what I think. They think he's dead.
I think that he is.
I think that's why they're calling it off. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, but don't they need to still find the body, like closure of the case?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just reading that this morning, and why did they stop? Something happened. They had to get some kind of news to stop
They'll release it soon, right?
There's a press conference today.
Yeah.
There's been a press conference every day. Let me see if I can find out what it is. But let me see if it says.
No, this is just crazy.
Says there'll be a press conference this afternoon is all it says here. I don't know what happened. I wonder, there's this real big rumor right now going on that he was reading this book called Abducted, and it was almost like about these three women who went into the forest and they never came back.
Uh-huh.
And now people are like, aha, it was premeditated. Like, he was planning this because of the book. I don't think it was. I think it was like a domestic violence that went to the whole next level.
Yeah.
I do.
It's just, the whole thing is just so terribly sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so sad.
I'm so invested in it, though.
I know. I can tell.
I'm obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I see,
I mean, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, whenever I see, like, a tweet or, like, a news story comes, and they all just repeat the same information.
It's all the same.
But I read it every single time to see, like, maybe I'll figure it out. Maybe
you're going to crack the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't you hear that TikTok's going to crack the case first or whatever? Well, Did you see all those memes?
Well, you know how they found actually where they realized to look for the body? It was a TikToker, and in the background they saw the Ford Bronco.
You're kidding.
They realize that's why.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So mock,
not wrong.
Mock us on social media if you want.
Okay,
but I'm just telling
sorry.
You, things are happening. Remember that one year I wore nothing but long sleeve t-shirts all winter, different colors each day.
And it bled into spring and early summer. Yes.
I'm thinking about doing that this year with my the hoodie I bought.
With your fuzzy jacket?
I love my fuzzy jacket so much. I'm going to get it in five other colors and I'm just going to wear it every day. That's my plan.
I mean, I like the color you got. I don't mind seeing that every day.
All right. Well, there you go. Expect that. Last September, one of the creators of Jelly Belly announced that he was retiring and he was giving away a candy factory, Willy Wonka style.
Yeah, he was.
So he wasn't doing the Jelly Belly factory. He just has a bunch of different candy factories, and this was one he owned in Florida. And he had this like huge treasure hunt. 50 golden tickets were hidden, each in a different state. And then there was a grand prize riddle announced 4 months ago. So it was this whole thing.
How did we miss this?
I swear we talked about it.
We should have been following this the whole time.
The winner was this 39-year-old guy named Andrew from Colorado. And he found the winning golden ticket buried under a bridge in Indiana.
Wow.
And he's now the proud owner of a 4,000-square-foot plant that makes sandy candy, I don't know what that is, and other treats.
Hmm.
Here's the problem. He doesn't want to move his family from Colorado to Florida to run the business. He has no desire to run a candy factory.
Just hire somebody to do it.
He just wanted to find it. He wanted to win. He was just like in it for the thrill.
Well, he did win it.
So I guess they're going to give him the factory per the contest, and then they're going to buy it back from him. Like, for how much?
So they're going to lose money?
I don't know. And then they're thinking they might do this all over again. 35,000 people were involved with trying to figure this out. Seems like a lot of work.
Wow.
Doesn't it, though?
And not to take it?
I know. Okay.
I'm so confused.
If they do it again, let's do it.
Oh, for sure.
Let's like really get like, we're going to be like the morning show that's invested in.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll do that.